Hachette Audio presents The Last Mile in Sunder City, written and read by Luke Arnold.
Chapter 1. Do some good, Chit said. Well, I'd tried, hadn't I? Every case of my career had been tiresome and ultimately pointless. Like when Mrs. Habit hired me to find her missing dog. 2 weeks of work, 3 broken bones. Then the old bat died before I could collect my pay, leaving a blind and incontinent poodle in my care for 2 months. Just long enough for me to fall in love with the damn mutt before he also kicked the big one. Rest in peace, Pompo. Then there was my short-lived stint as Aaron King's bodyguard. Paid in full, not a bruise on my body, but listening to that rich fop whine about his inheritance was 4.5 days of agony. I'm still picking his complaints out of my ears with tweezers. After a string of similarly useless jobs, I was in my office, half asleep, 3/4 drunk, and all out of coffee. That was almost enough, the coffee. Just enough reason to stop the whole stupid game for good. I stood up from my desk and opened the door. Not the first door. The first door out of my office is the one with the little glass window that reads Fetch Phillips Man for Hire and leads through the waiting room into the hall. No. I opened the second door, the one that leads to nothing but a patch of empty air 5 floors over Main Street. This door had been used by the previous owner, but I'd never stepped out of it myself. Not yet, anyway. The autumn wind slapped my cheeks as I dangled my toes off the edge and looked down at Sunder City. 6 years since it all fell apart.